17th sign. After the Quran, the greatest miracle of Allah's noble messenger alayhi salatu wassalam was his own self. That is, the elevated moral virtues brought together in his person, which, as friend and foe agreed, every aspect of which were of the very highest level. A hero of the greatest bravery, Ali said again and again, whenever the fighting grew fierce, we would take refuge behind Allah's messenger. Like this, his was the highest and unattainable degree in all praiseworthy qualities. For this greatest miracle, we refer readers to the Shifa al-Sharif of Qadi Iyad, the learned scholar of the Maghrib, for he described and proved beautifully this miracle of praiseworthy moral qualities. A further great miracle of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, which is verified by friend and foe alike, is his illustrious Sharia, the like of which neither came before it nor will come after it. For a partial explanation of it, we refer readers to all the 33 words, 33 letters, 31 flashes, and 13 rays which we have written. Among his greatest miracles, a certain one, the many reports of which are unanimous, is the splitting of the moon. This miracle is related through many chains of transmission from many of the leading companions like Ibn Mas'ud, Ibn Abbas, Ibn Umar, Ali, Anas, and Hudayfa. In addition, the Quran announced this supreme miracle to the whole world with the verse, "The hour is nigh and the moon split." The obdurate idolaters of the Quraysh at that time could not deny what this verse states. They could only declare that it was magic. That is to say, the unbelievers also confirmed the splitting of the moon as certain. For this supreme miracle, we refer readers to the addendum of the 31st word. Furthermore, just as the noble messenger alayhi salatu wassalam showed the inhabitants of the earth the miracle of the splitting of the moon, so too he showed the inhabitants of the heavens his supreme miracle of the ascension. Referring that greatest miracle to the treatise on the ascension, the 31st word, which demonstrates with decisive proofs, even to deniers, how luminous, exalted, and true a miracle it was, we shall mention here only his journey to Jerusalem, the preliminary part of the miracle of the ascension. For it was a miracle, too, that when asked by the Quraysh the following morning, he provided them with a description of the Masjid al-Aqsa. It was as follows. The morning after the night of the ascension, he informed the Quraysh about the ascension. They dismissed it as false and said, "If you really went to the Masjid al-Aqsa in Jerusalem, then describe to us its doors, walls, and condition." Allah's noble messenger later said, "I was annoyed by their question and denial in a way that I had never been annoyed before. Suddenly, Allah Almighty lifted the veil between me and the Masjid al-Aqsa and showed it to me. I looked at it and saw and described it." Then the Quraysh understood that he was giving the correct and complete description. The noble messenger alayhi salatu wassalam also told them, "During the journey, I saw one of your caravans. It will arrive here tomorrow at such and such a time." They waited for the caravan. It was delayed for an hour, so in order that the messenger's prediction should be right, the sun was arrested for an hour, as is confirmed by those who investigated the event. That is to say, in order to prove what he said to be right, the earth stopped its journeying, its duty, for an hour, and that immobility was shown as the sun being arrested in its motion. Thus, the mighty earth abandoned its duty in order to confirm a single statement of Muhammad the Arabian alayhi salatu wassalam, and the mighty sun witnessed it. And so you may understand how unfortunate are those who do not affirm him nor obey his commands, and how fortunate are those who affirm him and say, "We have heard and we obey." So offer praise and thanks to Allah for Islam and belief. 18th sign. The greatest miracle of Allah's noble messenger alayhi salatu wassalam, an eternal one, is the all-wise Quran, which comprises hundreds of evidences of his prophethood and 40 aspects of whose own miraculousness have been proven. The 25th word has explained concisely and proved these 40 aspects in its approximately 150 pages. Therefore, referring that supreme miracle, a treasury of miracles, to that word, here we shall explain only one or two points. First point, if it is asked, the miraculousness of the Quran lies in its eloquence, but all classes of men have the right to have a share of its understanding, and only one learned scholar out of 1,000 can understand the miraculousness in its eloquence. The answer, the all-wise Quran has a different kind of miraculousness corresponding to the understanding of each class. It indicates the existence of its miraculousness to each in a different way. For example, to the scholars of rhetoric and eloquence, it exhibits the miraculousness of its extraordinary eloquence. To the poets and orators, it shows its exalted, beautiful, and original style, which no one can imitate, although it pleases everyone. The passage of time does not cause its style to age, it always remains fresh and new. Its prose and word order are so well ordered that it is both elevated and pleasant. To soothsayers and other diviners of the unseen, it displays its miraculousness in its extraordinary reports concerning the unseen. To historians, it demonstrates its miraculousness by giving information concerning events of past ages, as well as those of the future, and of the intermediate realm, and of the hereafter. To social and political scientists, it shows the miraculousness in its sacred principles. Yes, the great Sharia, which proceeds from the Quran, indicates that mystery of miraculousness. To those occupied with knowledge of Allah and cosmic truths, it shows the miraculousness of the sacred divine truths in the Quran, or else it indicates the existence of that miraculousness. To the Sufis and saints, it shows the miraculousness in the hidden mysteries of its verses, which constantly rise and fall like waves in the sea of the Quran, and so on. To each of 40 classes of men, it opens up a window and shows its miraculousness. The ordinary people, even, who only listen to the Quran, understanding a little of its meaning, confirm that it does not resemble any other book. They say, the Quran is either below all the other books we have heard read, which not even an enemy could claim, just as it is impossible, or it is superior to all of them and is thus a miracle. Now, in order to help him, we shall explain further the miraculousness which the ordinary man understood by just listening. It is as follows. When the Quran of miraculous exposition appeared, challenging the whole world, it aroused passionate feelings of two kinds in people. The first, in friends, the desire to imitate it, that is, the desire to resemble the style of their beloved Quran and a wish to speak like it. The second, in enemies, the desire to criticize and dispute it, that is, the wish to invalidate its claim of miraculousness by competing with its style. Thus, because of these two intense emotions, millions of books were written in Arabic and are to be seen. Now, whoever listens to the most eloquent, the most brilliant of these books being read together with the Quran is bound to say that the Quran does not resemble any of them. That means that the Quran is not of the same level as them, in which case, it must either be inferior to all of them, which, together with being impossible 100 times over, no one, not even Satan, could claim, or the Quran of miraculous exposition is superior to all of them. Furthermore, the all-wise Quran demonstrates its miraculousness before the uneducated mass of people who do not understand its meaning by not wearying them. Indeed, they say, if I hear the finest and best-known poems 2 or 3 times, I become bored of them. But the Quran never wearies me. Even the more I listen to it, the more it pleases me. It cannot therefore be written by man. And to children who try to memorize it, the all-wise Quran shows its miraculousness by settling in their memories with the greatest of ease, despite their small, delicate, weak, and simple heads being unable to retain for long a single page of other books, and many of the verses and phrases of that large Quran resembling one another, which should cause muddle and confusion. And even to the sick and the dying who are disturbed by the slightest sound and noise, the murmuring and sound of the Quran makes felt a sort of its miraculousness by being as sweet and agreeable for them as Zamzam water. In short, the all-wise Quran demonstrates its miraculousness to 40 different classes and groups of people, or it indicates to the existence of its miraculousness. It neglects no one. Even for those who can comprehend only what their eyes see, and who have no ear to hear with, no heart to feel with, and no knowledge to judge with, the Quran alludes to its miraculousness in a fashion. It is like this. In the Quran of Miraculous Exposition, handwritten by the calligrapher Hafiz Osman and later printed, many of the words look to one another. For example, if a needle is passed through the word dog in the phrase, "They were seven," the dog being the eighth, in Surah Al-Kahf, Surah 18, Ayah 22, and through the underlying pages, with a slight deviation, it will go through the word Qitmir in Surah Al-Fatir, Surah 35, Ayah 13, thus establishing the dog's name. In a similar way, the words, "They will be all brought before us," Muhtarun in, occur twice in Surah Yasin, Surah 36, Ayah 53, and Ayah 75, the first overlying the second. The same words are again repeated twice in Surah Al-Saffat, Surah 37, Ayah 57, and Ayah 127. And these look both to each other and to those in Surah Yasin. Also, the phrase, in pairs, mathna, occurs only three times in the Quran, and two of these corresponding cannot be mere coincidence. There are numerous similar examples. One word even coincides with slight deviation on five or six underlying pages. And I've seen a copy of the Quran in which passages looking to one another on facing pages were written in red ink. At that time, I said that too indicated another sort of miracle. Sometime later, I saw that many phrases looked to others on the reverse of pages, corresponding to one another in a meaningful way. Thus, since the arrangement of the Quran in the writing and script of printed copies of the Quran also is through the guidance of the Prophet and divine inspiration, it contains the sign of a sort of miraculousness. For it is neither the work of chance nor of the human mind. Sometimes there are deviations, but that is generally the fault of the printing, and if it had been absolutely in order, the words would have corresponded to one another exactly. Furthermore, on every page of the Quran surahs of long and medium length, which were revealed in Medina, the word Allah has been repeated in the most wondrous manner. In addition to being repeated mostly 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, or 11 times on the same page, the repetitions of the two sides of the same page or on facing pages display beautiful and significant numerical relationships. Second point. At the time of Musa, alayhi salam, it was magic that was prevalent, so his most important miracles resembled it. And at Isa alayhi salam's time, it was medicine that was prevalent, and his miracles were mostly of that kind. Similarly, at the time of the most noble prophet alayhi salatu wasalam in the Arabian Peninsula, four things were prevalent. The first, eloquence and rhetoric. The second, poetry and oratory. The third, soothsaying and divining matters of the unseen. The fourth, knowledge of past events and cosmology. Thus, when the Quran of Miraculous Exposition appeared, it challenged those with knowledge of these four fields. Firstly, it made the men of rhetoric and eloquence bow before it. They all listened to it in astonishment. Secondly, it filled the poets and orators with amazement. That is, those who spoke well and declaimed fine poetry so that they bit their fingers in astonishment. It reduced to nothing the value of their finest poems written in gold, causing them to remove the famous seven hanging poems, their pride and glory, from the walls of the Kaaba. And it silenced the soothsayers and sorcerers who gave knowledge of the unseen and made them forget the knowledge they had received. It drove away the jinns and put an end to soothsaying. And it saved those with knowledge of the past and cosmology from superstition and falsehood, and instructed them in true facts and luminous knowledge. Thus, these four groups bowed before the Quran in perfect wonder and veneration, becoming its students. At no time could any of them attempt to contest it. If it is asked, how do we know that no one could dispute or contest it? The answer, if it had been possible to dispute it, for sure someone would have attempted it, for their religion, their possessions, their lives, and their families had been put into peril. If they had disputed it, they would have been saved. If it had been possible, they were bound to contest it. And if they had done so, since the supporters, unbelievers, and dissemblers were many, and truly many, they were sure to have supported such a contest and would have advertised it widely, just as they spread everything that was against Islam. And if someone had disputed the Quran and they had made it known to everyone, it would certainly have been recorded in the books of history in glittering terms. But all the histories and books are in evidence. Apart from a few passages about Musaylimah the liar, there is nothing in any of them. Whereas, for 23 years, the all-wise Quran continuously taunted and challenged them in a way that would increase their obduracy. It in effect said, let someone unlettered like Muhammad the Trustworthy compose the like of the Quran. You can't do it. So, come on, not an unlettered person, but someone very learned and literary. You can't do that either. Rather than a single person, gather together all your scholars and men of eloquence, and let them assist one another. And the false gods on which you rely can also lend a hand. You won't be able to do this either. So use the literary works of the past, and even call on those of the future to help you, and then compose the like of the Quran. And if you can't do this, then do not compose all the Quran, but only 10 surahs. Come on, you can't manage 10, which are truly like the Quran surahs? So put it together out of stories and fictitious tales. Just produce the like of the word order and eloquence. Don't write a long surah, just a short one. But if you can't do this, your religion, lives, property, and families will all be in danger, both in this world and in the next. Thus, with these 8 alternatives, the wise Quran has challenged and silenced men and jinn, not for 23 years, but for 1,300. Nonetheless, in those early times, those unbelievers did not have recourse to the easiest way, dispute or contest, but chose the most fearsome way, that of war, putting their lives, possessions, and families into danger. That means to dispute it was not possible. And so, were not any intelligent person, particularly the people of Arabia at that time, and the Quraysh, who were very clever, have ensured that one of their literary men compose a surah similar to one of the Qur'ans and so be saved from the Qur'an's attacks? Would they have abandoned the short and easy way, cast all they possessed into peril, and traveled the way most fraught with difficulties? In short, as the famous Jahiz put it, dispute with words was not possible, so they were compelled to fight with the sword. If it is asked, some learned scholars have said that not one of the Quran's surahs, but not a single of its verses can be disputed, nor even a single sentence, nor a word, nor have they been disputed. But this appears to be exaggerated, and the reason cannot accept it, for many of men's words resemble those of the Quran. What is the reason for their saying this? The answer, there are 2 schools of thought concerning the miraculousness of the Quran. The prevailing and preferred school states that the subtle qualities of eloquence and meaning in the Quran are beyond human power. The second and less preferred school states that it is within human ability to dispute one of the Quran's surahs, But Almighty Allah has prevented this as a miracle of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Like a man may rise to his feet, but if a prophet tells him that he cannot and he is unable to, then it is a miracle. This opinion is called the Sarfa school. That is, Almighty Allah prevented men and jinn from successfully disputing a single of the Quran surahs. According to this school, scholars who state that a single of its words cannot be disputed are correct. Because, since on account of its miraculousness, Almighty Allah prevented them, they could not so much as open their mouths to dispute it. And even if they had done so, they could not have uttered a word. However, according to the first mentioned prevalent and preferred school of thought, that statement of scholars has the following subtle aspect. The all-wise Quran's phrases and words look to one another. It sometimes happens that a single word looks to 10 places. In it are 10 relationships and 10 fine points of eloquence. We have pointed out examples of some of these in the commentary called Isharat al-Ijaz. In the phrases of Surah al-Fatiha and those of Alif Lam Mim. This is the book. In it is guidance sure, without doubt. For example, take a highly decorated palace. To situate in relation to all the decorations, a stone which is like the central point of numerous various decorations, is dependent on knowing the entire wall together with all its decorations. And to situate the pupil of the eye in a human head is dependent on knowing its relations with the whole body and all the body's wondrous functions, together with the eye's position in the face of those duties. In just the same way, the most advanced of the people of truth have demonstrated numerous relationships in the Quran's words and their aspects and connections with other verses and phrases. Scholars of the Hurufi school in particular have gone further, explaining and demonstrating to their followers a page of hidden meanings in a single of the Quran's letters. Furthermore, since it is the speech of the Creator of all things, each of its words may be like a heart or seed. That is, a heart contained in an immaterial body formed of mysteries or the seed of an immaterial tree. Thus, words like those of the Quran and even phrases or verses may occur in man's speech, but an all-encompassing knowledge is necessary to situate them exactly as they are in the Quran, taking into account the many relationships. Third point. A brief but true reflection on the essential nature of the Quran of miraculous exposition was once inspired in my heart as a divine bounty. Now I will give below a translation of that Arabic piece. The six aspects of the Quran of miraculous exposition are brilliant and luminous. Neither doubt nor misgiving can penetrate it. For its back leans on Allah's throne. There is the light of revelation in that aspect. Before it and its goal is the happiness of both worlds. It has laid its hand on post-eternity and the hereafter and contains the light of happiness and paradise. Above it shines the seal of miraculousness. Beneath it lie the pillars of proof and evidence. Its inner face is pure guidance, while its right causes the mind to affirm it with phrases like, "Will they not think?" Providing spiritual sustenance to hearts, its left causes the conscience to testify to Allah's blessings. So from what side, what corner, can the thieves of doubt and misgiving enter the Quran of miraculous exposition? Yes. The Quran of miraculous exposition contains the meaning of the consensus of the books of the prophets, the saints, and those who affirm divine unity, whose centuries, ways, and temperaments were all different. That is, those who sought the truth through either the intellect or heart mentioned in their books, the all-wise Quran's concise decrees and principles in such a way as to confirm them. Thus, they are like the roots of the heavenly tree of the Quran. The all-wise Quran is also based on revelation and is revelation. For the glorious one who revealed it, demonstrated and proved it was revelation through the miracles of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And the Quran too, which reveals, shows through the miraculousness on it that it comes from the divine throne. Then the alarm of the most noble prophet, alayhi salatu wassalam, to whom it was revealed, when it was first revealed, and his unconscious state during its revelation, and his sincerity and veneration towards the Quran, which were greater than everyone's, all demonstrate that it was revelation coming from pre-eternity. It was his guest. Moreover, the Quran is self-evidently pure guidance, for observedly its opposite is the misguidance of unbelief. It is also of necessity the source of the lights of belief, and the reverse of this is, of course, darkness. We have proved this decisively in many of the words. Furthermore, the Quran is of a certainty the assembly of truths. Illusion and superstition cannot intrude on it. The elevated perfections which the world of Islam, to which it gave form, and the Sharia, which it manifested, display, testify, and prove that it is pure truth and contains no contradictions. Its discussions concerning the world of the unseen testify to this too, like those concerning the manifest world. Without doubt, the Quran also leads to the happiness of both worlds and urges man to it. If anyone doubts this, let him read the Quran once and heed what it says. Moreover, the fruits the Quran produces are both perfect and living, in which case, the roots of the tree of the Quran are founded in reality and are living. For the life of the fruit points to the life of the tree. See how many perfect, living, luminous fruits it has produced each century, like the saints and purified scholars. Also, with a conviction arising from innumerable various signs, it may be said the Quran is accepted and sought after by both men and jinn and angels, but when it is recited, they gather around it, drawn like moths. And together with being revelation, the Quran has been strengthened and fortified with rational proofs. The unanimity of the wise and intelligent testifies to this. The great scholars of theology and the geniuses of philosophy like Ibn Sina and Ibn Rushd unanimously demonstrated the Quranic principles in accordance with their own methods and proofs. Quran is also affirmed by all sound natures. So long as it is not corrupted in any way, human nature confirms it, for an easy conscience and peace of mind are to be found through its lights. That is to say, unspoiled human nature affirms it through the testimony of a tranquil conscience and says to the Quran through the tongue of disposition, "Our natures cannot be perfected without you. We have proved this truth in many places." The Quran is also observedly and self-evidently an eternal and perpetual miracle. It always displays its miraculousness. It never dies away like other miracles. Its time never comes to an end. It is everlasting. Furthermore, there is such breadth in the Quran's guidance that the angel Jibril and a young child may listen to its same lessons side by side and both receive their share. And a brilliant philosopher like Ibn Sina may study the same of its lessons side by side with an ordinary reciter, and they both receive their instruction. It may even happen that, due to the strength and purity of his belief, the common man may benefit more than Ibn Sina. Also, there is in the Quran such an eye that it sees and encompasses the whole universe and holds it before it like the pages of a book, describing its levels and worlds. Like a watchmaker turns, opens, shows, and describes his clock, the Quran does the same with the universe, as though it was holding it in its hand. The Quran of mighty stature is thus, it declares, "Know that there is no God but Allah," and proclaims the divine unity. O Allah, make the Quran our companion in this world, and a friend for us in the grave, and at the resurrection an intercessor, and on the bridge a light, and from the fire a shield and screen, and in paradise a companion, and in all good works a guide and leader. O Allah, illuminate our hearts and graves with the light of belief in the Quran, and illumine the proof of the Quran for the sake of and in veneration of the one to whom the Quran was revealed, and grant blessings and peace to him and his family from the Most Merciful One, the Gentle One. Ameen.